Blog Talk Radio.
The residents today, the importance of being in the Word and the Word being in us. Because when you're in the Word, you're into God. And when the Word is in you, you're into God and God is into you. It don't get any better than that. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis B., the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly are happy to have each and every one of you up. We're going to ask Evangelist Sharon on this thankful Thursday to give us a word of prayer. And everyone else, if you would like to have anything to say, just speak up. Evangelist Sharon.
Yes. Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell, and good afternoon to all the listeners. Thank you for that selection. In 1 Corinthians 2, 4 through 11, read this follows in the King James. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of the world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of the world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can we know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Amen. And I am thankful for this scripture. For it allows us to know that before the world, that God has given us his word, and it's not just a word of man. It comes through the Holy Spirit, and that's something that you have to let in through your heart continuously on a daily basis, and realize that God has prepared all things for us, for us to win in all areas, in all facets of life. I want to pray for our broadcast, our pastors, that they continue to stay obedient so that the Holy Ghost could lead them and lead us to understand better, in a deeper way, the spiritual things that we need to know to assist God in his ultimate plan. I want to pray for those who are shut in, for those who are struggling, for those who want to be delivered, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, and those who have asked us to remember them in prayer.
Yes.
I want to pray for them as well. And I pray also for my father, who is struggling in his life. Seems to me that he is, but only God knows. God said that he will heal all by his stripes. So by that, my father is healed. I bind up anything that will come up between this broadcast and our pastors who are giving us the word to live on a spiritual level that we were ordained to live on. I pray all this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Beautiful prayer. Thank you so much, Yvette and Sharon, and especially for that scripture. About at least once a week, I have to remind myself that we're to understand spiritual things as spiritual things and keep that in the forefront. I'm talking to everybody. Keep that in the forefront of your ministry. Remember, you're not carnal. You're spiritual.
Yes.
And you have an unction from the Holy One, from God. And you know all the things that God is preparing for you and had prepared for his saints. This is Thankful Thursday. Anyone else would like to jump in there? And you may have a scripture that you're thankful for today. We know about all the other stuff, but how about the scripture? What scripture are you thankful for today? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection, and Evangelist Sharon for that beautiful prayer. I want to read the scripture that she just opened up with from the Message Bible. I'm thankful for all the scriptures, and I just, you know, thank God that this one talks about us being spiritual. So I'm going to read verses 10 through 16 from the Message Bible, and that's 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 through 16. The spirit, not content to float around on the surface, dives into the depths of God and bring out what God planned all along. Whoever knows what you're thinking and planning except you yourself? The same with God, except that he not only knows what he's thinking, but he lets us in on it. God offers a full report on the gifts of life and salvation that he is giving us. We don't have to rely on the world's guesses and opinions. We didn't learn this by reading books or going to school. We learned it from God, who taught us person to person through Jesus, and we're passing it on to you in the same first-hand personal way. The unspiritual self, just as it is by nature, can't receive the gifts of God's Spirit. There's no capacity for them. They seem like so much silliness. Spirit can be known only by Spirit. God's Spirit and our spirits in open communion, spiritually alive. We have access to everything God's Spirit is doing and can't be judged by unspiritual critics. Isaiah's question, is there anyone around who knows God? I'm sorry, is there anyone around who knows God's Spirit? Anyone who knows what he is doing has been answered. Christ knows, and we have Christ's Spirit. Amen. And I like to thank Evangelist Sharon for that scripture, you know, because as Pastor said, it reminds us that we have to be spiritual. Amen, amen. So I'm thankful for the scripture that we shared on yesterday, which was Hebrews 7:22. And I'm gonna read that Hebrews 7:22. It says, so much was made a surety of a better testament. And then out of the Message Bible, it says, this makes Jesus the guarantee of a far better way between us and God, one that really works, a new covenant. So as we were bringing that scripture out on yesterday, you know, and as I meditate on that scripture, it just lets us know it's better. He's doing a new thing in our lives. And then when Evangelist Sharon come with that scripture about being spiritual, that's the new thing that he's doing in our lives. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So just thank God for his word. Thank God for the scripture. Thank God for this broadcast, because it's helping us all to grow stronger in the word of God and knowing the word of God, and then allowing that word to, you know, grow in us. So I thank God for that, and thank you, Pastor, and thank you, listeners, and also those, you know, that are participating as well, even by internet. We give God the praise.
Amen.
Anyone else? Hallelujah. Anyone else want to come in? Anyone else? Hallelujah. Well, while somebody else make up their mind, I'll start with what Pastor left off at. Brothers and sisters, you got to hear the revelation in that. The way by being in Christ, it become that guarantee of a better promise that built on better things. So it's better. It's a guarantee of a better covenant, a better promise. So we think the way we're going now is guaranteed. Why? How I know it's guaranteed. We don't have to go no further than John 17. That's a good one. John 17. I'm thinking about that one. I'm thinking about John 17. I like to start with the 17th verse because this shows you it's a better covenant. And also it shows oneness. And it's tied right in with what Evangelist Sharon was saying as well. So if you'd like to read St. John 17 and start with the 17th verse and maybe read through the 23rd verse. So that would be St. John.
Yeah. In King James, it reads as follows. Sanctify them through the truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved me as thou hast loved me. Amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, make them holy, consecrated with the truth. Your word is consecrating truth. In the same way that you gave me a mission in the world, I give them a mission in the world. I am consecrating myself for their sake, so they'll be true consecrated in their mission. I am praying not only for them, but also for those who will believe in me because of them and their witness about me. The goal is for all of them to become one heart and mind, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, so they might be one heart and mind with us. Then the world might believe that you, in fact, sent me. The same glory you gave me, I gave them, so they'll be as unified and together as we are, I in them and you in me. Then they'll be mature in this oneness and give the godless world evidence that you sent me and love them in the same way you love me. Amen, amen.
Amen.
All you have to do is just listen to that. Listen to that with your spirit.
Yeah.
This is the truth. Yeah. And this truth was to make us like him. See, we've been sanctified, brothers and sisters. Going to a certain building or wearing certain clothes or putting certain things on your head, or that don't sanctify you. Take the word of God. Take that spiritual word to get in your spirit and sanctify you. Simply means set you apart. For what? To do the same thing he did. That's why we're set apart. So we can become one like Christ and dedicate ourselves to this holy work. Dedicate ourselves to to this God kind of work. Dedicate ourselves to this spiritual work. Dedicate ourselves to this Christ kind of work.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And then he tells us that we can use this same truth to edify and build up the body of Christ, which is his body.
Yes.
I just think that's so beautiful when you put all this stuff together, brothers and sisters. It's an awesome message in this.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know what? I'm praying not only for these, but are far away. See, the disciples are somewhat puzzled. How you going to do all of this? Jesus said, I'm sanctifying myself through this truth. And the reason I'm doing this is so that you all will become one with us. I have to do this.
Yeah.
So Jesus went on and did it.
Yeah.
So we can be like the Father.
Amen. Amen.
See, remember John 1:14, we went over that the other day. The Word was made flesh and dwelled among us. That Holy Word have gotten in our flesh, in our spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like John 16:28. I think John 16:28. We'll read that too before I make my other point. In John 16:28, can you read that for us, Evangelist Shane?
Amen.
Did I lose you? Hello?
You said John 16. I'm sorry, Pastor.
John 16:28.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I came forth from the Father and am come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. Because you've gone out on a limb, committed yourselves to love and trust in me, believing I came directly from the Father loves you directly. First, I left the Father and arrived in the world. Now I leave the world and travel to the Father. Amen.
Amen.
All of this so that we could become one with him.
Mm-hmm.
To be one with Christ is the most powerful thing ever. Hey, just put a pin. Yes. I'm going to share this thought with you guys. Think about it like this. Where do you have the Word of God placed? We'll tell you where you got God placed in your life. Now, I know some of it. I'm telling you. Wherever you got the Word of God placed in your life, that's where God is. Because it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. So wherever you got the Word of God placed in your life, is where you got God. He invites us to abide in him, and he abides in us. So that you can have this guaranteed salvation, this guaranteed eternal life. If you'll get in the Word and the Word get in you, well, you know, I read my Bible. See, you missed it. That's Satan's trick. That's what he wants you to do. He wants you to read the Bible. Matter of fact, if you'll read it all the way through, he'll be real happy. That's what Satan wants. He wants you to read the Bible all the way through so you can brag and say, you know what? You can't read God all the way through, brothers and sisters. I know that's going to come to a shock to some of you. You can't read God like that. You don't know him like that. You don't have enough knowledge to read God through. I read God through this in a whole year. No, you have to teach because you're not hearing what you're saying.
Have mercy.
Jesus didn't come here bragging about how much he read the Bible and how many degrees he have and all that. He said, I came from the Father. And I came to give you all this salvation. That's why I came. I want you to be free. So I'm setting you free. So he says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is true. So what's going to separate us and make us different is the truth that's within the word. Jesus said, now I've sanctified myself also that they may be sanctified through the truth. He said, I'm just not praying for these people here. I'm praying for some Sharon and some Bales and some Beasleys and some other folks. And see, as far away, why did he do that? And here's the key, brothers and sisters. God wants us to be so much like him and be one with him. Jesus said this. Now, if you'll catch this, you're going to get an awesome word right now. If you'll catch this. In John 17:22, it said, and that they which thou givest me, talking about the glory, said the glory which thou givest me, I have given them that they may be one even as we are one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
He's given us this glory so we can live in this glory right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, glory is an awesome thing, man. You know, a woman's hair is her glory. A man's wife is his glory. So when Christ can offer you this glory, think about what he's offering you. He's offering you to glory in this. To be happy.
Thank you.
To enjoy. Yes, to enjoy the things of God.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
He have handpicked you. You got to see, that's what I say. When you start seeing yourself in the Word of God and you start looking at the Word of God as God's presence, you'll stop playing church and you'll be the church. You're in God's presence 24/7, not just on Sunday, not just on Saturday. That's right, Wednesday night. See how ignorant that is? Satan, that's where he wants you at. He wants you in God's presence so he can keep control of you. Well, I know where she's going to be at on Wednesday, so let me make that a little difficult for her because she's going to be doing this on Wednesday night. Or he's going to be doing this on Sunday, so let me get this in. Matter of fact, I think I'll back it back. Instead of y'all going at 11, y'all go at 10. Or go at 8 o'clock in the morning. See, Satan play all these little wordy games to keep you from truth. You ought to realize, brothers and sisters, you're in God's presence 24/7. So wherever you got the Word of God placed at, that's where you got God placed at.
Mm-hmm.
See how that works, guys? Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus always had the Father first. His whole idea, because he was the living Word, he rested in the living Word.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Matter of fact, I read over there in Matthew 1:1, Jesus Christ is the guarantee. Every word that he speaks out of his mouth, young people read Revelation 22:21. People, you got something you can hold on to. Heaven got to bag the Word of God. All of heaven. So when you're in the Word of God, and before anybody get real crazy, let me remind you, we're talking about biblical unity. We're talking about being one all the time, not just on Sunday. All the time, we have to be one with Christ. And the way you stay united is to stay with the Word in you and you in the Word. It was just one scripture. That's why I love Faithful Thursday, because that's something you've been meditating on. That's something you've been training in your spirit, man. That's something been, you know, reverberating through your spirit, man. So come Thursday, every day, but especially saying that word come alive. Because the word of God is alive. It's alive. But not to everybody. It's just a Bible. It's not God's presence.
Have mercy.
Well, now I know some. Well, how you know that? Well, read Hebrews 4:4. It says, "For the word of God is alive, brothers and sisters." So I ain't trying to tell you nothing or pour wool over your head. It's a lie. The reason you don't know it's a lie because you're not alive to it. And when you're alive to it, then it become alive to you. Hey, how about this? How about this before I leave you guys? Wherever you got the word of God, place that. Now, this is a rhema word here. Wherever you got the word of God, place that. That's where God is in your life. Now, with that being said, if your word out of sight, out of mind. Anybody ever heard of that? Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
That's why you ain't call them friends you used to hang out with. That's why you forgot about that old car you used to have. Out of sight, out of mind. That's why you forgot about that job. Out of sight, out of mind. Oh, yeah, you know what? That's right. Let me wear that. Out of sight, out of mind. So wherever you got the word of God,
all right.
Y'all